With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Florida Gulf Coast feeling the fury of Hurricane Debbie, which made landfall this morning near Steinhatchee in Florida's Big Bend region. The National Hurricane Center's John Cangelosi warns of life-threatening storm surge, catastrophic flooding, and record-shattering rainfall.
After it passes Florida, the emphasis really shifts from the wind and specifically storm surge to rainfall. It's going to move very slowly across portions of northern Florida and southeastern Georgia, and then basically meander near South Carolina.
Governor Ron DeSantis says the feds are promising help for Florida.
We have requested a federal disaster declaration, and that has been approved. Our pre-landfall declaration by the federal government, of course, it's mostly a monetary thing, helps unlock some additional funds for certain things that we want to do.
In California, it's not flood, but fire that's a life-threatening problem. An army of firefighters battling the massive park fire in Northern California.
There's some areas that are kind of hard to get to. So we've got firefighters on the ground, and there's also air attack with like helicopters that are assisting in areas that are hard to reach. Right now, there's 6,528 total personnel for the whole fire.
Spokesman Jim Evans says the blaze has burned more than 400,000 acres and more than 640 structures have been damaged or destroyed. Also at SRNNews.com, Wall Street bracing for another brutal day in the wake of Friday's dismal July jobs report that aggravated inflation fears. Global financial markets, including Wall Street, have been spiraling downward. There are also fears of a wider war developing in the Middle East. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 808 points, while the Nasdaq futures are off 831 points. This is SRN News. An IVF lawsuit has been dropped.
Two couples who sued an Alabama hospital and in vitro fertilization clinic where their embryos were accidentally destroyed have dropped their wrongful death lawsuit. The case became a flashpoint in the debate over abortion when the Alabama Supreme Court ruled earlier this year that the couples could sue over what justices called the destruction of extrauterine children. The case was dismissed with prejudice, which will bar the couples from pursuing the case in the future. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association held a weekend summit for Spanish-speaking pastors and church leaders in Denver. The bilingual events are designed to foster unity among local leaders and encourage them in their gospel-sharing mission. Ministry officials say it is a pivotal time for evangelical outreach as the Hispanic population continues to grow and gain prominence. Two more conferences to be held later in the year. This is SRN News. There are growing fears of an imminent terror attack down under.
The Australian government has elevated the nation's terror threat alert level from possible to probable, citing concerns about increasing radicalization among young people and community tensions over the Israel-Hamas war. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says while government officials think the current climate makes terrorism an increased danger, they don't know of any specific threats.
I want to reassure Australians, probable does not mean inevitable. And it does not mean there is intelligence about an imminent threat or danger.
The government's acting on the advice of the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, the nation's main domestic spy agency, known as ASIO. I'm Charles Villadesma.
And once again on Wall Street this hour, stock futures deep in the red. S&P futures down 170. More details, SRNNews.com.